Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford.
Greetings in Jesus' name. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, take this service to bring to us what you would have us to have this morning. And Father, as we go through your word, this Holy Bible, we ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can retain it and be able to walk stronger and closer with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to go back here to Luke chapter 21. We've done quite a bit in Luke, haven't we? And we got some more coming. But you know, we get out of this and get into the book of John. John is a strong book. And one of my favorites. In fact, it is my favorite as far as the four Gospels go. All right. Here. Luke chapter 21, verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. This is Jesus. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites, which wasn't a whole lot. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offering of God, but she of her funerary, that word funerary means poverty, Proverbs 4, has cast in all the living that she had. She's giving everything she has. And Jesus is letting them know, although it was just two mites, it was more than what the others were doing because they were rich and they were just giving a little bit. Now, 5, and as some spake of the temple that was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which you behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And we know he was right about that, because we know that temple was destroyed. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Jesus said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. We've had several of them come, if you remember. Had one by the name of Jones, and he caused his whole group to drink poison and commit suicide. Among Sun Moon there in Korea, claiming to be Jesus, claiming to be Christ, had a following of over a million. Think about these things. Plus, we had more than just that one here in the United States. I can't think of all their names. But now, 9. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Well, we've been having those commotions for quite a few years now, just about everywhere. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And that's going on right now. They're choosing all of these things and coming together. And they just about got the 10 nations formed. Now, 11. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places. And famine, and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Right now, we've had earthquakes in divers places that has done a lot of damage to coastal areas even. Now, and right now in the world, we have a lot of famine going on. People that are in need of help by the millions because of it. And pestilences. Got plenty of that too, don't we? And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. 12. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, and delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Now he's talking here to his disciples, and these things he's been telling them about, he's letting them know that before those things will happen, you see, this is kind of a prophecy, because he's letting them know that before these things he's told them about will happen, they will be put into prisons and being brought before kings, rulers for my name's sake. And what happened to them? That's exactly what happened with those disciples. Now, 13. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. 14. Settle it therefore in your heart not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. This is what else he has to say. It's going to happen with him. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And we are seeing this happening here in our land today. They've turned against God's people, any that would claim to be a Christian. They took it out of our schools. They took Jesus out of our schools. They took prayer out of our schools. You know, when I was young and in school, when we got to school in the morning and the bell rung, the first thing we did was stand and have prayer. And there was a verse read out of the Bible. Not anymore. No way. Eighteen. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, Process ye your souls. Possess ye your soul in your patience. 20. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compressed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. He's giving them all these things. But you see, a lot of it is for you and I also. Because a lot of this, they'll never see. Because they've gone on to be with him. They'll see it, but they'll see it from heaven. Now, 21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. Now, 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. All things which are written may be fulfilled. 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. A lot of warnings here. 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. We know when that'll be. We don't know what year or nothing that way, no. But we do know that the time of the Gentiles will be fulfilled when the Lord comes back for his church. Now, 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He's going to shake it all. And he's letting you and I know. Now, actually right now, do you know that heart failure right now is the most cause of men's death? Think about that. Now, he's told about that, what's going to happen. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, listen to this. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. You heard me speak. speak that to you many times. There it is in his words in this book. Now, 29. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the leaves, all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Listen to God's word. In fact, this is the Lord Jesus. 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. His words are not going to pass away. Heaven and earth one day will, as we know it. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth. We're told that here too. Now, 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unaware. Watch how you're living. Be ready. Stay ready. Be his, but you're not going to make it. 35. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We need to be watching and praying always that he finds you and I worthy to escape all of that and be able to stand before him. Praise his holy name. Praise that sweet holy name. 37. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. You see, Jesus was another one taught daily. Think about it. He taught daily. Bring me just a moment. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 21. We're going to be Now, 22 is quite long. 22 is 71 verses. So we're going to get started with it because I'm not going to get through that chapter in any one service. So we'll get as far as we can, and we'll finish up tonight. All right, now, verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might kill him, that they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. Here, where Satan has entered into him to get him to betray Jesus. And 5, and they were glad and coveted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him and to them in the absence of the multitude. He didn't want to do this no multitude, because he was afraid of them. Now, verse 7, so then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. They said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? You see, Jesus knows everything. He knows how to get everything done. And yet we don't want to put our faith in him. And then there is times that you want your faith in him, but it seems like that it's awful hard to get it done, doesn't it? Because Satan will try to sneak in there to stop it. But you've got, you see, that's why you have the authority and the Holy Spirit to put a stop to Satan. Because you've been given the authority to use the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Spirit. Satan has no power. And you can chase him away. Now, he told him, and follow that man and tell that man that the master wanted to have Passover with his disciples. Here in 12, and he shall show you a large upper room furnished there, make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. When the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He's letting them know this will be the last. Will I be able to eat with you until the kingdom of God? And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. You see, that's why we have communion. It's always done in remembrance of him. And we are also warned that if we are not right, then we better not partake of that. Now, he goes on here in 21. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Now Judas is sitting there and he's hearing this. And yet, he is determined to betray him. Satan has got that strong a hold on him. Now, because you see, he had not got his heart right. 23. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. 24. There was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. You've got to be a servant. Now, he goes on with 27, he says, for whether is greater, he that setteth at meat or he that serveth? It's not he that setteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Which is what he was doing. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. 29. And as I appointed to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Letting him know, you're going to deny me three times before it's called here the cock crows or the rooster crows. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked you anything? He said, I sent you without anything on, other than what you had on. But did you lack anything? And they said nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. Now, and he came out and went as he was wrought to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. When he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was that it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Raise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And I'm going to stop there, and we will be picking up there this evening, and going on with the word of Almighty God. As we close your word here this morning, we thank you, Father, for this word. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that you sent to be our Savior, to see that there was a way made for us to make heaven our home. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father, that was sent to us to be our guide, to be our comfort, and to be the power that we need in order to carry out the things that we need and must do for you and for that kingdom, and to help mankind here on this earth. Father, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, fathered by the Holy Spirit. I believe he was crucified, died, and resurrected and went back to heaven to sit on your right hand. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has been sent back to us to be our guide, to be our comforter, to be the source of our power. Because, Father, without them, we are nothing. And we cannot do anything. But with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, Father, there is nothing impossible to us that we are called on to do. Let us walk in obedience, Father, this day and every day, doing those things that is needful to help others to come out of darkness and into light, and that light being Jesus. Father, I pray for those that are sick. Let them know that they are healed. In Jesus' name, they are healed. Because that healing power was gave to them when Jesus took to the cross. Because by his stripes, we are healed. No mites, no maybes. Says we are healed. So ye lay claim to that healing. Stand in faith upon the word of Almighty God. And know beyond any doubt that he keeps his promises. And our healing is one of his promises. Now, Father, help us all to walk through this day to help someone else along the way. Use us according to your will and your way, Father. Not ours, but yours. Keep us, Father, upon that pathway of righteousness. Keep us in health. Keep us safe as we go through this day, Father. We ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, everyone. He'll walk with you. I pray we can all be together again at 6 p.m. this evening, Eastern Time. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.